Happy Sabbath, everybody. So, stress. What does that mean to you? I'll just say it again. Stress. Maybe just saying the word by itself may cause us stress, and maybe a great deal of stress as we begin to think about the things that maybe come to our minds. For some, it might invoke very stressful emotions that aren't even attached to anything maybe currently happening to us. But we remember so well the negative feelings, don't we? Or for some, maybe it's the mental strain that's remembered, or maybe it's both emotions and the mental strain. And maybe many probably already want me to stop saying the word stress, because it may be stressing them out. But either way, whatever it is, each and every one of us certainly don't like stress. Yet we hold on to it, don't we? Some hold stress in their stomachs or necks or backs, or many other places, causing us all a lot of pain, sometimes for a very long time. But why do we do that? Why do we hold on to stress when we really don't want it at all? Does that make any sense? I don't think so. But it isn't easy sometimes to look at what stresses someone else has. And I should say it is easy sometimes to look at the stresses that others have and maybe understand, because it's not what stresses us. Or we don't understand why it stresses them, because it doesn't stress us. Then that causes the stressed person maybe to be even more stressed. And I could go on, of course, because stressed people can be, dare I say, a little touchy. Sorry if that stresses you. And certainly don't tease a stressed person unless you want to see how touchy they can be. I'm sure you've seen it, but some of us just can't resist, can we? And so with that, I'll move on. What is it for you that causes a great deal of stress in your life? Or in other words, a great deal of mental or emotional strain? What about a hard job or school assignment? Is that stressing for you maybe? What about having your work assessed or critiqued? We all want to hear we've done an excellent job, so maybe the thought of not having that said to you is very stressing. Maybe it's being overworked at your job or some school assignment. Maybe it's starting a new job. There's always a lot of uncertainty with that, of course. Or losing a job. Tons of uncertainty with that. Or even worse, much worse, the death of a loved one or a friend or, you know, family member. We have an enormous amount of stress from that. What about friends having a fallout? Sometimes we can blame ourselves for that, which adds even more stress to the already tough circumstances. What about finances? Specifically, keeping track of them, juggling them, or working to have enough of the money to pay for things. For some, this is extremely hard. What about public speaking, which is what I'm doing right now? Of course, for some, this is a big one. They'd rather die than get up here and speak. Right? Perhaps it's buying a house or car and then maybe selling that house or car. Maybe for some it's talking to people we don't know, never met before. I'd say the introverts have a very tough time with this one. They don't know what's going to come. They never met that person. Or for a parent, it might be taking care of sick kids. Tough to deal with that, especially if the kids are going to, are very sick, be sick for a while perhaps. What about time constraints? I think you can take the most enjoyable tasks and you add a time constraint to it, and it makes it not so fun, of course. Very stressing can be. What about mean treatment from others? We have to deal with that from time to time. Maybe it's personal injury or illness. That happens to some. Very severe at times. Then there's debt. Of course, the Bible even says debt is a curse. Very stressing. Maybe it's a vacation. You might say vacation, but for some, going on vacation can be very stressing because the work is piling up back at home, or the chores perhaps as well, and they can't do anything about it. It just keeps piling and piling. They're stressing out while they're on vacation. Or maybe it's trying to meet the expectations of others. such as a boss, a spouse, or a friend. And that thought of disapproval can be maybe extremely hard to deal with for some. It's creating a constant load of stress trying to meet those expectations. And then there's being asked why you're upset or stressed by the very person who has no idea they upset you and doesn't think they've done anything wrong. How do you deal with that one? That can be, I think, sometimes stressing. The last one I have is being the butt of a joke. You know, makes you look bad in front of people. That can maybe be very stressing. Some people don't handle that very well. So how do I deal with the stresses of life? There are just constant stresses of life. How do we cope with that? Can we turn to some Far East religion and become Zen-like with our hands continually formed as though we're maybe in prayer, eyes closed in a constant state of meditation with smoke rising in the air, you know, from burning incense, only to turn to violence and some form of martial arts to solve the problem? I think you get the picture. Of course not, we can't do that. That doesn't get rid of the stress, turning to that sort of lifestyle. Or can we turn to the most well thought out and reasoned Western answers to the problems and successes of life created during thousands of years of human reasoning, from formal and public debating among some of the most intelligent scholars and people to ever live, because applying such human reasoning alone will help us to be just as adept and superior as they are? Again, I think you get the picture. Of course not. That's not the answer. So again, how do I deal with the stresses of life? I think Job described that stress very well in Job chapter 30 and verse 27 when he said, "The churning inside me never stops. Days of suffering comfort me." I think he said that as he was sitting on the ash heap, having had so many very highly stressful things come his way. "The churning inside me never stops. Days of suffering comfort me." How do we cope with when that is going on inside us? Sometimes it does. Well, the answer is simple, I think, but it requires this problem to be turned around for a proper perspective. It requires us to ask the right question so we know the reason for the problem. Because how can you solve a problem if you don't know the cause? And that question is, why are all those stresses in our lives so stressful at all? Or another way to ask, what is it about them that makes them stressful? Or even yet another way to ask, what is the common theme among all the stresses in our lives? Well, let's go back to that list we went through earlier. Before we answer that, first one, if you remember, was a hard job or school assignment. If you think about it, none of our say was likely considered during that preparation of that assignment or that giving, before that giving of the assignment. We didn't have a say in it. Or having your work assessed or critiqued. Again, you probably had no say in the criteria for how you're being critiqued. Or being overworked. There's no consideration for what else we might have going on in our lives, which makes us overworked. And they're starting a new job. It's a totally new situation that doesn't have yet any of our say in it. We've never been there before. What about losing? Then there's losing a job. It's a total loss. Loss of job. Total loss in so many ways. Money, status, perhaps. Then there's a death of a loved one. It's an even greater loss, full of extremely hard and uncontrollable at times emotions to deal with. Maybe see a theme yet? Probably do. What about friends having a falling out? There's a loss that may never be reclaimed there. Why, I think we sometimes blame ourselves, even though it maybe wasn't our fault in that, if that happens. And there's finances. With keeping track of them and juggling them or working to have enough, usually literally means keeping track of loss, the loss of money when dealing with finances. And then the public speaking one I mentioned. Having to stand in front of people can be very stressful. You may be what you thought was going to go over well didn't, and you feel a sense of loss. Buying a house or car can be a loss as well. You're not completely sure what you just bought. You think maybe you bought something that was good, but from time to time, especially with cars, we get those lemons. And then selling the house or the car, maybe you don't really have much control, so you've lost in how the sales price, you know, the final sales price will be. But maybe you need to know you need to sell that house, and so it's tough to deal with. And then there's talking to people we don't know. Knowing or having control of what is being discussed is not possible at all because you've never met this person before. So there can be loss. Maybe the conversation doesn't go well. You thought it would, or you just don't know. Taking care of sick kids. You're trying to help, but there's something not much, sometimes not much that can be done. The illness sometimes just has to run its course, and maybe the illness does damage, and who knows what, but there can be loss there, possibly, or at least the fear of it. And time constraints. There's no control over when something must be done. It just has to be done at that certain time. Loss of control. Mean treatment for others. In this case, there's little to no control over how we're being treated. What about personal injury or illness? Again, little to no control over what happened to us, which has now caused loss of control over our lifestyle, perhaps, if it's a bad enough illness or injury. Debt. Loss of money. Vacation. Little to no control over what's occurring or piling up while we're away. About meeting the expectations of others. Little to no control over what the other person thinks of us. What about being asked why you're upset by the person who has no idea they upset you or doesn't think they've done anything wrong? Again, no control in resolving the cause of why you're upset. You can't talk to the other person about it because they don't think they did anything wrong. What about being the butt of a joke? The last one I have here on the list. Again, little to no control over others' reaction to the joke that you're the butt of. By now, I'm sure we all see that stress is the result or loss of our loss, or maybe it's just fear of loss, and our failing efforts to have control over it. That's where the mental stress and emotional anguish that comes in. Or maybe just simply you can just say loss. Because if we had control, we wouldn't allow the loss to occur, right? Because the stress feels so bad, we would try to control it. There are many, many ways we can and do experience loss. For each person, the collection of situations that give us a sense of loss are unique to each and every one of us, just as we are very different from each other. But we all feel that loss and the resulting stress that comes from it, or the fear of losing, perhaps, is still stressful. And for some, just the thought of losing it, doesn't matter what, just that thought can be very stressful, and I'm probably adding a lot of stress now. But I hope to resolve that here soon. But regardless, now that we know the single cause of our stresses, how does that help? We still have them. How do we cope with that constant churning inside us, as Job described? Well, the answer is we don't. Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 11, and we'll read verses 28 through 30. Once we're there, we'll read a very familiar passage from Jesus, but one that provides the answer to stress. Again, that's Matthew chapter 28. I'm sorry, chapter 11, and starting at verse 28. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto you, Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall again find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Very different contrast here compared to the stress that we feel in our lives from time to time. Very, I think, comforting just to simply read those words. Jesus is saying here to go to him in prayer with the losses in life that give us stress, and in return he will give us true rest from the turning aside. In other words, give Jesus control of our lives and the stress goes away. As much as we give it over to Jesus, the stress can go away. Our failing efforts to control those stressing situations are just that. They fail. Please also turn with me to Philippians chapter 4 and starting in verse 6. And we'll read towards the middle of the verse, again verse 6 of Philippians chapter 4. This adds a little bit more meaning and understanding, I think, to what we need to do, our approach to dealing with stress. Again, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. So we can go with our requests for God to help us to deal with that stress. Those can be requests to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here again, we see that we need to go to God with the stresses in our lives that are trying to take away peace, the peace that we can have from God, and replace it with constant churning on the inside. And it won't make sense to us how it happens, but we're told here that nonetheless the churning will stop and be replaced with what? The peace of God. Even more, the peace of God will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's what we're being told here. And isn't this complete control? It's not control over stopping what's happening, but it is control by giving us peace. And isn't God, though, in complete control? No more loss or fear of loss. And no need for failed attempts to control the loss. The very little control we have over our lives anyway is not worth clinging to. When God has given us the opportunity for complete control through faith and obedience to Him. So to conclude, we all experience stresses, some very mentally and emotionally anguishing, and what's stressing to one may not be stressing for another, but either way, we can go to God through prayer and hand Him all our burdens, as it says, continually. Not just one time, continually through prayer. And if we're obedient to Him, He will not only take those burdens, but in return give us complete control over that stress by the peace of God through Christ Jesus in us. And last, how this works is not the focus, since it will surpass our understanding, as Philippians explained. Instead, have faith in God, knowing that He always fulfills His promises.